The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we will be talking about side hustling. Now, with the high cost of living these days, a lot of people are turning to side hustles to earn an extra buck. Now, in this episode, we will be talking about side hustling, and we will help you determine if you should be side hustling and how you should go about doing it. So, Justin, let's start off by discussing the concept side hustling.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, this is an old theme revived in a modern terminology. Side hustle is basically, you know, having that job after hours, having that thing that you do after hours or on the side that earns you additional income. And this certainly isn't a new concept. It goes back probably as long as people have been working and earning money. Except it's kind of been made popular, I think, in the last decade, especially by a lot of celebrities talking about side hustles, a lot of very famous people talking about side hustles. And it's something here in South Africa specifically that has now started to gain a lot of popularity, especially due to the advent of COVID. And I think a lot of people really wanting to be self-employed, having second forms of income. And so it really has become a very popular subject. And the whole notion is, you know, obviously to do something on the side that earns you extra money.
So let's talk about that, doing something on the side, you know. So a lot of people turn to odd jobs, if I can call it that way. They start doing these odd jobs. They spend about 80% of their time on this. And then eventually they just leave it after a few months. So what is it that most people get wrong when it comes to side hustles?
Well, I've probably got a very controversial opinion on this, but I think side hustling is probably one of the worst things you can do long term. People will find that they're stealing time from the important aspects of their life, either becoming really good at the one thing that they're doing, or alternatively starting to spend a greater amount of time on the secondary income versus the primary income, and then eventually the primary income falls flat. So I think it's a very delicate balance. But I think really when it comes to side hustling, the thing that people are getting wrong is often that they're going too far out of their area of expertise. You know, you'll find somebody that, for example, is a chartered accountant and wants to start side hustling, and the next thing they're selling coffee on weekends at a flea market, and that becomes an all-consuming affair. And I think therein is the problem. I don't think there is essentially anything bad with side hustling if you stay very close to what it is that you have expertise in, and it's very closely related to something you already do. You know, then I think it can work. I think there are instances where it can work. But the problem is people venture so far out of their wheelhouse that it just becomes a very delicate and dangerous balance between, you know, damaging your primary income versus building that secondary income. And it is a tough thing to take on.
Yeah, so basically what you are saying is people are trying to learn new skills in order to get better at that skill and then obviously earn more money from that side hustle they are doing, right? And that therein really lies the problem, because now all of a sudden this doesn't really work, and then they don't give it enough time. They spend about a week or a month on it, and then they hop onto the next thing, and then it starts all over again. But like, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell, right? So correct me if I'm wrong. But he wrote that book, and he said it takes about 10,000 hours for you to learn a new skill. So if you keep hopping from the one thing to the next, eventually all you become is just a jack of all trades and master of none, right?
No, exactly. And I think this is what we have in front of us. We have that exact situation. And, you know, human nature is never to really delve into anything too deep, you know, especially when it comes to side hustles. You know, people trying to start up multiple things at the same time, seeing what works, and ultimately never really specializing in anything. And I think therein comes the problem. I fundamentally don't have an issue with people creating something on the side where it is closely related to their skill set or their area of expertise. Now, of course, we're not saying to people, don't go and change a career, don't make a major change in your life. Certainly, if you do want to make a big change in your life, by all means, you know, take on the pain that you're going to have to incur to do that. You know, that's probably studying after hours, investing the next 3 to 4 years of your life, making a major change in terms of a career. What we're talking about the average Joe Soap who now decides, you know what, I'm a secretary at a company by day, and by night, I'm going to sell coffee, you know. And I think there is a very real problem. You know, often my advice to people looking to earn extra income, rather than going and side hustling, is to say, what can you do within your existing field of expertise to actually earn more money? Can you put in more hours? Can you take on, you know, some other projects? Can you maybe, you know, start a little sideline business that's closely related to the thing that you do, and build it up slowly and gradually over time. The problem that I see, Davi, especially here in South Africa, it's become such a popular thing, the side hustling. It's almost like a badge of honor to say, no, this is my side hustle. But people are doing so much side hustling that they're actually just hustling themselves out of their primary income. People are probably better off going and investing.
Putting stress on themselves.
Putting stress on themselves. You know, people are probably better off going and investing that same effort and time at upskilling themselves in their current career. And by the way, if you really hate your current career, well, then you shouldn't be side hustling. You should be looking to change careers. And that's an entirely different discussion.
So I want to go back to that example of the secretary. So what can the secretary then do in order to side hustle, you know? So one of the examples is obviously, the immediate thing is obviously just doing some work for other people after hours. I mean, that's the easiest one. But I know you've got something that you always talk about, and that's, what was it again?
Upskilling.
Your skills? Upskilling, yes, upskilling. So give a secretary an example of upskilling. What can they do to upskill themselves in that field of expertise?
Well, I think, you know, maybe look at your current employer and see where they've got a need for something and upskill. So perhaps it's translating, you know. Maybe you can actually figure out how to do translation, learn another language. Or maybe it's just, you know, taking stuff that's put out in audio and actually typing it out and actually converting audio into text stuff. You know, there's a whole transcription industry built on that exact concept. There's just so many areas to go in and leverage off. But there is so much scope. In fact, a secretary is employed for one specific reason, and that is to alleviate pain points for, you know, somebody in a business, or to alleviate pain points for a business by taking on admin. And so, you know, you can of course take on extra clients in the evening. You can do that. That's certainly one route. But what I would suggest is look at your existing employer and say, where can I add more value? What can I bring to the table that I can actually get paid more for by essentially spending the same number of hours? And to me, that is a far more effective way of actually generating extra income. And I think that's the true side hustle. I think the true side hustle is figuring out how to derive more value from the thing that you already do.
So it's generally hidden in plain sight, if we can put it that way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there is so much opportunity there.
Yes, I think people just tend to venture too far out. You know, they listen to all the, you need to be doing a side hustle, you need to be side hustling, and then they actually forget to come back to the basics, which is do something where you are currently actually skilled in. And that actually makes it a lot easier, because you've already spent about 10,000 hours throughout your lifetime in that particular subject or in that career, right? Now, before we close off, there's something you always mention, and that's staying within your lane. Maybe discuss that saying, and that will basically prove the point of side hustling and upskilling yourself within your current career.
So I think maybe before I describe that, I think it's important that people choose their careers very wisely, because you're going to be stuck in that for the foreseeable future of your life. And it's really hard the older you get to undertake a career change. So I think, you know, it's really, really important. So assuming you've chosen something that you ultimately enjoy or ultimately are good at, because you might not necessarily have both at the same time. If you're really lucky, you'll be good at it and you'll enjoy it. But let's assume that you're getting paid for something that you are relatively good at. It's far more logical to stay within your lane and your area of expertise rather than venturing beyond what you don't know. Because, you know, once you go to an area where you don't know, you've got to learn all the nuances of that new industry, of that new skill set. You've got to go and study. You've got to go and learn. There's a whole process before you actually get to monetizing this new concept of yours.
Starting the 10,000 hours from scratch again.
You've got to start those 10,000 hours from scratch again. And so what you're doing is you're delaying your ultimate financial journey by not staying in your lane. So I'm a true believer in staying within your field of expertise. Now, having said that, I also encourage people to think a little bit more broadly in their fields of expertise. For example, we had somebody who we were mentoring, and she was a quantity surveyor. And she said, well, you know, how do I upskill in this? Where can I go beyond this? And I said, well, have you ever considered learning a second language? Go and learn some of the languages out there that could take you into another market. You would become of value to your current employer in a totally different way, because you now can extend their business to markets they wouldn't have thought of initially. And so there's always a way to stay within your lane, but to still broaden your scope and your field of expertise. But I am a big believer in sticking to what you know. It is far harder to learn something new and earn money from it than to really become good at what you do, perfect what you do, and earn money from it. It's far easier staying in your lane long term.
I completely agree with that. I mean, we've got different businesses, and it has taken us a very long time to actually become really good at what we do and to really understand the market, you know. And that's basically what you are saying. Stick with what you know, because it's a lot easier to actually scale from there and to build something bigger, as opposed to not going, starting something from scratch and having to learn everything from scratch once again.
Well, the thing is, this is not a popular narrative, because today, you know, everybody's told you can be anything you want to be. Everybody's told you can study anything, learn anything. The world is limitless. And there is a degree of truth in it, but I don't think people understand the sacrifice it takes to start again, and especially when it comes to skill set. So my honest advice to everybody, side hustling is a great concept. But actually, what you want to do is your main hustle. Stick to your main hustle, pound it, grind it, do it well, become the best at it, and ultimately that will deliver the financial freedom that you're looking for.
I completely agree with you. So to sum this episode up real quickly, stick to what you know, improve your skills, because that's the easiest way to actually just scale or to start a side hustle, because you are already doing what you know. And then, of course, staying within your lane, like Justin mentioned as well.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.